Normally, on April 1st, everyone uploads an April Fool's joke. Well, here is your April Fool's. There's no joke. It's just some meditation. So, please enjoy and relax. Meditation. Most people have difficulty with it because they don't know how. The mind tries to keep thinking and is distracted by all of the wonders of life and all of the distractions of the daily rigors. But if you stop and don't fight it, but instead give it something to occupy itself with, like focusing on breathing or a chant, a mantra, some sort of focus, someone's voice, then meditation just snaps into place. It becomes simple, easy, perfectly calm. So, I'll be reading you some quotes from people that have found peace during meditation. Hopefully, you too will be able to find a form of inner peace and relaxation while just breathing and focusing on my voice. Shall we begin? Feelings come and go like clouds in a windy sky. Conscious breathing is my anchor. Meditation is a process of lightening up, of trusting the basic goodness of what we have and who we are, and of realizing that any wisdom that exists exists in what we already have. We can lead our life so as to become more aware and awake to who we are and what we're doing, rather than trying to improve or change or get rid of who we are or what we're doing. The key is to wake up, to become more alert, more inquisitive, and curious about ourselves. To understand the immeasurable, the mind must be extraordinary still, quiet. Your goal is not to battle with the mind, but to witness the mind. Meditation provides a way of learning how to let go. As we sit, the self we've been trying to construct and make into a nice, neat package continues to unravel. Meditation will not carry you to another world, but it will reveal the most profound and awesome dimensions of the world, in which you already live, calmly contemplating these dimensions and bringing them into the service of compassion and kindness is the right way to make rapid gains in meditation as well as in life. Give the child a taste of meditation by creating a climate and atmosphere of love, acceptance, and silence. Meditation is like a gym in which you develop the powerful mental muscles of calm and insight. Touch your inner space, which is nothingness, as silent and empty as the sky. It is your inner sky. Once you settle down in your inner sky, you have come home, and a great maturity arises in your actions, in your behavior. Then, whatever you do has grace in it. Then, whatever you do is a poetry in itself. You live poetry. Your walking becomes dancing. Your silence becomes music. Nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished. That is an absolute truth, just like life is not holistic. You are made of many parts, but you are greater than your whole. With every breath, the old moment is lost. A new moment arises. We exhale and we let go of the old moment. It is lost to us. In doing so, we let go of the person we used to be. We inhale and breathe in the moment that is becoming. In doing so, we welcome the person we are becoming. We repeat the process. This is meditation. This is renewal. This is life. The act of meditation is being spacious. We must experience the truth in a direct, practical, and real way. This is only possible in the stillness and silence of the mind. And this is achieved by means of meditation. Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup. It becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle. It becomes the bottle. You put it into a teapot. It becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Meditation is not spacing out or running away. In fact, it is being totally honest with ourselves. In the same way that rain breaks into a house with a bad roof, desire breaks into the mind that has not been practicing meditation. meditation and concentration are the way to a life of serenity. If the mind falls asleep, awaken it. If it starts wandering, make it quiet. If you reach the state where there is neither sleep nor movement of mind, stay still in that, the natural state. Undisturbed calmness of mind is attained by cultivating friendliness toward the happy, compassion for the unhappy, delight in the victorious, and indifference toward the wicked. Meditation is a vital way to purify and quiet the mind, thus rejuvenating the body. The more regularly and the more deeply you meditate, the sooner you will find yourself acting always from a center of peace. Mindfulness practice means that we commit fully in each moment to the be present, inviting ourselves to interface with this moment in full awareness, with the intention to embody as best we can an orientation of calmness, mindfulness, and equanimity right here and right now. Don't hate the arising of thoughts or stop the thoughts that do arise. Simply realize that our original mind, right from the start, is beyond thought, so that no matter what, you never get involved with thoughts. Illuminate original mind, and no other understanding is necessary. I have lived with several Zen masters, all of them cats. I think that might be one of my favorite quotes. Meditation is a way for nourishing and blossoming the divinity within you. My little bear cubs, Mama Bear loves you all very much. You are all awesome and amazing and very cute. No one can ever take that from you. Remember that, always and forever, okay? And I want to thank each and every one of you, because without your support, I don't think I could continue doing this. Every day is difficult for each and every one of us, but together we can get through these difficult times. I'd like to specifically thank my patrons, Twigwort, Gregory, Mega Ona, Edgar, Toby, Brandon, Jay, Aaron, Night Empress, Evan, Taylor, Willem, Loki-san, Maddox, The Eternal Cat, Moonsider After Dark, Tyler, Shigeth, Alex, Native Hero, Umbra Kitty, Eric Phillips, Venomous Prime as Spirit Tamer, Eric Castillo, Fake Doggo, Stephen Maxwell, Elisa Scott, L, and Caldy W. Without all of your support and from viewers like you, we wouldn't be here now. Thank you.